on FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Heart. 6:46, here's the latest.
What we need to be doing is making sure that we protect the reputation of Cardiff as a fantastic city, which does have people from all over the world living here. It's a city where we should be celebrating the cohesiveness and the great community relations that there is.
Welsh Secretary Stephen Crabb refuses to accept the Welsh capital has a worse extremism problem than any other UK city.
We have a big, massive problem facing the UK. Lots of young people seduced and poisoned by the ISIL vision.
Plus, a 16-year-old appeared in court charged with the murder of a boy stabbed at a school in Aberdeen. And former Wales international Jamie Robinson tells Heart he thinks Nigel Owen's reffing the Rugby World Cup final is the obvious choice.
His personality. Rugby is, you know, becoming a worldwide game now, and they need personalities in the game.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Danny Hayes. This is Heart's Nightly News. The Welsh Secretary says we need to protect the reputation of our capital here in Wales. Stephen Crabb refuses to accept Cardiff has a worse extremism problem than any other UK city. In an exclusive interview for Heart's Nightly News, Adam Evans also finds out more about the devolution row and what it means for Wales.
Why I think this is really important is if we can stop having these endless merry-go-round discussions about devolution and more powers for this and more powers for that. Actually, we can focus on the really big issues that I think are important in the 21st century for Wales, which is about improving our economy, economic renewal, getting more jobs, investment, and really with making innovation a centrepiece of our economic renewal.
I suppose it's important to move quickly on it, but the Foods Minister said that there are big problems with the draft in its current form. Surely we should be taking the time to get it right.
Yeah, and we are taking the time. So what I've begun is a period of consultation. It's going to last for 2 or 3 months now, where, you know, I'm all ears. You know, I want to hear from people on how we can improve the bill. I'll be meeting with the First Minister on Monday, and we're going to talk a bit more about that. And I've had a lot of criticism, of course, in the last week for the way the drafting of the bill is. What I haven't had is anybody coming forward and saying, you know what, you could do it differently this way.
Last year, around this time last year, Cardiff was described as having the worst extremism problem of any city. That was by WECTU. Are we still there, or are we making some real progress?
So I don't accept that Cardiff is worse than other large cities in the UK. The truth is, we have a big, massive problem facing the UK, as does every other country in Europe. We've also seen lots of young people be seduced and poisoned by the ISIL vision and go out to Syria and participate in the barbarous things that are going on there. And actually what we need to be doing is making sure that we protect the reputation of Cardiff as a fantastic city, which does have people from all over the world living here. It's a city where we should be celebrating the cohesiveness and the great community relations that there is.
I suppose more positively, some huge projects announced by the UK government in the last couple of years. Building work should be getting underway on Ulver Newydd in 2018. Of course, we've got Hinckley just opposite our South Wales coast here as well. Is nuclear power our future now?
So I think nuclear power is part of our energy future. If we're going to get true energy security in the future, it's going to rely on having a diverse range of different energy sources. But you don't put all your eggs in one basket. So you don't say our future is going to be based on nuclear energy. Neither would you say our future is going to be based on just on wind power or just on gas.
We'll hear more from Welsh Secretary Stephen Crabb later in the programme, including
disability benefit cuts, tax credit cuts, cuts to housing benefit for young people. Do you think people might be put off in Wales by voting what might still be considered by some as the nasty party?
You're listening to Heart's Nightly News. Also this evening, a 16-year-old appeared in court charged with murdering a boy stabbed at a school in Aberdeen. Bailey Gwynn was attacked on Wednesday. Heart's Connor Gillies has been in Aberdeen for us since Wednesday and joins me now. Connor, what can you tell us more about this court appearance?
Well, very little, actually. The 16-year-old cannot be named for legal reasons. He appeared in private at Aberdeen Sheriff Court this afternoon and was, as you said, charged with murder following an incident at Cults Academy in Aberdeen, which resulted in the death of Bailey Gwynn on Wednesday. Just reading some more details on this charge sheet, it says that the boy has also been charged with having a blade on school premises. He made no plea and was remanded in custody. He's expected to appear in the dock again a week today.
And there's been an update from Aberdeen City Council, Connor.
Yeah, we're told hundreds of letters of support have arrived at Cults Academy from across the globe after the tragedy this week. Schools from across Scotland and the UK have emailed staff to let them know of their condolences. And the council leader says this support will help the community over the next couple of weeks. And she continues by saying that they're hoping to get everyone back to their studies on Monday. But of course, those psychologists, those teams will still be on hand for those who are grieving. The special helpline for the pupils will also stay open this weekend. Now, the huge row of flowers that were attached to the fences outside the school and on the pavements is being moved tonight. They will now sit in a private courtyard at Cults Academy, and this is somewhere where the pupils can gather on Monday.
Thanks, Connor. Hearts' Connor Gillies reporting from Aberdeen for Hearts Nightly News. Jobs are going at steel company Caparo, affecting staff in Tredegar and Wrexham. Administrators say more than 450 are going across the UK in total. The Independent Police Complaints Commission say they're investigating officers' involvement before a crash outside a nightclub in Porthcawl. They say South Wales Police referred themselves. Police in Swansea have arrested 10 men as they tackled drug dealing in the city. They also seized around £10,000 worth of cannabis. TalkTalk say the data hacked in a cyber attack on the company is much less than first thought. The firm say fewer than 21,000 bank account numbers were accessed. I'm Danny Hayes. This is Hearts Nightly News. Earlier in the programme, the Welsh Secretary exclusively told us nuclear power is a vital part of our future energy supplies. Now, Hearts' Adam Evans talks to Stephen Crabb about Conservative plans to gain political control here in Wales.
There are some really positive things coming out of Westminster. Record number of people in the UK now in work. We heard this morning house building looks to be bouncing back in Wales. Are you worried, though, that with the economic recovery, when it comes to election time next year, it might all be a little bit tarnished by things like disability benefit cuts, tax credit cuts, cuts to housing benefit for young people? Do you think people might be put off in Wales by voting what might still be considered by some as the nasty party?
Well, I think my approach to every election is that you fight it hard, you take nothing for granted, and we know from the record of the Conservative Party in Wales, we've gone from times when we've had good levels of representation to periods when we've had no MPs at all, back to now where we have a growing body of members of Parliament and Assembly members too. So I take nothing for granted. But the point I would make is, with all the good news that that you refer to, with unemployment falling, people can see the fruit of difficult decisions that they've taken. And I do think the majority of people can understand the broad goal that we've set, the kind of economy we're trying to move to, which is characterised by, you know, higher pay, lower levels of spending on welfare, because high levels of spending on welfare means you've got a poverty problem, a problem with economic deprivation. Yeah, we want to see an economy with lower taxes as well. So people understand the stepping stones that we're taking. Yes, there'll be lots of controversy around some of the individual measures, but I believe that we won the election in May precisely because the majority of people in this country understood the path that we've set out as a long-term vision for the country.
Secretary of State for Wales, Stephen Crabb, thank you for talking to Hearts Nightly News.
6 weeks of blood, sweat and tears come to an end for rugby fans across the globe this weekend. Now, as we all know, Wales were knocked out of the Rugby World Cup by South Africa 2 weeks ago, but there will be a Welshman at tomorrow's final.
I was looking at it, he was committed in the air, there was nothing wrong with it. Drive like that again and come back here in 2 weeks and play, not today. Watch it.
Yes, Carmarthenshire's Nigel Owens will be refereeing the All Blacks against Australia in front of 80,000 fans, making him the first Welshman to take charge of a final since Derek Bevan 24 years ago. Former Wales centre Jamie Robinson will be commentating during the Southern Hemisphere showdown. He tells Hart Nigel's the obvious choice.
The games certainly flow a lot better, but I think it's more than that. It's his personality. Rugby is, you know, becoming a worldwide game now, and they need personalities in the game, and Nigel is certainly that. He's able to speak to the players on a level where he's not condescending to them.
Now, if the All Blacks win, they'll become the first team to win consecutive Rugby World Cups, with their boss a familiar face to Welsh rugby fans, Steve Hansen. Jamie Robinson played for Wales when Hansen was our head coach. He tells Hearts Nightly News the Kiwi is a special one.
He's got his certain ways of working, and he's very prepared to take criticism, as he did for Wales, but he certainly knows how to get the best out of his players.
Tonight, last week's beaten semi-finalists South Africa and Argentina face each other in the bronze final at London's Olympic Stadium. Trending here in Wales tonight, Billy Bob Thornton. Lots of you excited by the announcement. He'll be in the Bad Santa sequel. At heart.co.uk, see who all the celebs have been dressing up as for Halloween and see what happened when James Corden went ghost hunting. And you can follow the news team on Twitter. We're at Heart Wales News. From Global's newsroom, this is Heart's Nightly News. The main headlines and weather are coming up next.